Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
For we have been socialized to respect fear more than our own needs for language and definition. And while we wait in silence for that final luxury of fearlessness, the weight of that silence will choke us. The fact that we are here and that I speak these words is an attempt to break that silence and bridge some of those differences between us. For it is not difference which immobilizes us, but silence. And there are so many silences to be broken. welcome to my authentic lifestyle. Welcome to my authentic lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com, where your silence will not protect you. Whew. I got that out. My name is Mo Love, and I am the host of my authentic lifestyle, which means living and being our true selves, regardless of what others may feel or think. The opening statement that you heard was an excerpt from Audre Lorde from Sister Outsider, and the music selection that you just heard is from one of my favorite groups, Muziki Scales and Common Ground Collective with Julie Dexter. And today, wow, I'm sorry, please forgive me, everyone. There's a lot of energy going on right now. I feel my whole body is just, it's so warm right now. So I just want to say, today we are talking about speaking my truth, and I think that's one of the reasons why, got a lot of energy going on right now, and I know that I'm about to speak my truth, and I want to give it all to you. So today we're talking about speaking my truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I have a special guest who will join me shortly to speak her truth. Her name is Dawn French, and she will join us in just a moment. But let me just go into talking about speaking our truth. Speaking our truth allows us to release blockages that we never knew ever, that were ever even there, which allows us to begin the healing process. And that is one of the reasons why my authentic lifestyle had to be born, because our whole purpose is for healing. And my guest, Dawn French, she was here with us last month, and she talked about letting go and trusting. That was our last show that we did on July 16th, I believe. And she mentioned that she went through a process, which was the dark room therapy session, which actually revealed her truth about her sexuality. And she will give us more insights later on in the show, but I just wanted to go over a little bit about the dark room, well, not really about the dark room therapy, because I've never been through that process. However, I've gone through my own little process. So, you know, before I bring on Dawn, I would just like to just give you my perspective and my experience of my own truth. But let me just recap on what the intention and purpose of my authentic lifestyle is all about for new listeners and for the people who have been listening in on my authentic lifestyle since day one. The intention of the show is to have a dialogue about lesbians who put themselves in a box of playing a role as a man, or should I say sometimes a boy. And again, and I really have to put emphasis on this, I am not talking about the lesbians that are genuinely in touch with their masculinity, and that is, you know, and that's who they are. That's who they are. That's their makeup. That's how they were raised. It's the ones that are trying to fit in to be somebody, but they're really not being who they are. So that's who I'm speaking to. That's who my authentic lifestyle is speaking to. I'm not speaking to people who that already know who they are. They can't help but be who they are. So I just want to clarify this, and I may have to keep clarifying this because I'm not coming from a place of judgment. I'm coming from a place of healing. And so I just want to throw that out, because this show's purpose is to create awareness of being authentic with who you really are. And ever since I was introduced to the lesbian lifestyle, I have observed many women who struggle with allowing themselves to be completely free with who they choose to be with, because they felt they needed to be a certain way based on what they presented to their friends or just, you know, their community or family. I actually found myself kind of in that box with the relationships I've had with women. I would consider myself androgynous, and which really means, you know, having both masculine and feminine characteristics about yourself. So when I would begin a relationship with a woman, I did not know what role I should play. However, the feminine woman would expect me to play the masculine role in most situations. So me being me and in love with that person at that time, that is what I thought I had to be. You know, I thought I had to be that person. However, for the most part, that just didn't work out for me and for them, really. I realized I love being a woman and the essence of being a woman. I may have masculine energy, especially when it comes to business, and being able to get my hands dirty. I don't mind getting my hands dirty to get the job done. So I am not afraid to use my muscles and get dirty. But on the other hand, I am a woman, and I love womanly things as well. You know, just like being treated like a queen. I like someone to open the door for me, take me out, and wine and dine me. You know, maybe rub my feet. You know, but anyways, you know, I'm digressing because I'm telling you what I want in a mate. But so I'm telling you what I want in a relationship. But my point is, it is okay to want what you want and be okay with who you are. It's just like today I may want a salad, but tomorrow I may want red snapper. But don't judge me, you know. That's just what I felt like doing. That's what I felt like having. I just want, you know, people to understand that it's okay to be free-flowing and do what you want to do. Of course, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody in the process. What your truth is simply your truth and your journey. So the bottom line, my authentic lifestyle is coming from a place of healing and not judgment. I mean, it's 2012, and I feel that it is time for healing and really know who we are as spiritual beings, because there is a shift happening in our world today, and the most powerful necessity that we will need is knowing who we really are. That is our power. And that's one of the things, that's my truth today. I just wanted to express that. And hopefully there's some clarity on what my authentic lifestyle, what's the perspective and our purpose and our goal and what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create this dialogue so that people can recognize something that they never even knew about, but recognize so that they can go ahead and heal. And today I would like to introduce my guest. She was on the last show, and she really went into speaking her truth, which is great, because she opened up a whole new way of thinking for other women, I mean, whether you're straight or whether you're a lesbian. I want to bring on Dawn French. Miss Dawn French, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm well.
Okay. Good. So, Dawn, I know that we talked about the therapy session, the dark room therapy session. But can you tell the listeners who you are for people who did not listen in the last show, and you know, all the new people that are listening in today, and of course for the archives? Can you let us know who Dawn French really is, and just tell us your story?
Yes. Let me start off by saying that I have definitely led an extraordinary lifestyle, which started off outside the box, you know, from childhood. And I'll go into a little bit of that so that you can understand what I mean by extraordinary and outside of the box. I can't say that I was raised with a silver spoon in my mouth, but shortly after that, I was fed with a silver spoon. And let me tell you, part of this legacy I'm not proud of, but it is true. It is what it is. My parents were, they were a part of the gateway for bringing heroin and cocaine into our communities back in the 60s, in the early 60s and 70s. And so based on that, we were provided a very lucrative lifestyle. So by the time I was 10 years old, I had not just traveled a lot, but had actually lived in 3 countries and spent time, you know, going as a young child. And so I had the freedom to explore different cultures and go to school in different countries. So that kind of put me outside the box. And at the same time, we would also visit back and forth to the United States. So it offered me a very expanded experience as a child. And that's what, before I was even a teenager. So then as an adult, I'll fast forward to adult now, as an adult being outside the box, I decided to study and research for myself. I chose to go to college and take classes, but not to get a degree, but to learn things and then add my own research to it. And in that, it led me to study the body and how to eat healthy and how to heal your body. And also to be very creative and teach myself music, how to compose music and how to write and things like that. So that's pretty much what I'm into, holistic health and sharing my knowledge and my experience with people to help them to understand their bodies, to identify where our illnesses come from, and then to offer my experience and my knowledge for healing. And I also put that in my creative arts as well.
Okay. And as far as the healing, when did you discover that? Were you at one point you weren't healthy, or I mean, was there an illness that happened? How did you come about, to that realization of being a healer?
I was introduced to health at a young age, like 19, and so I lived pretty much vegetarian, not all vegetarian, but I ate healthy. And then, so I, as a preventative, I was taught that to eat healthy and to put nutrients into detox would prevent a lot of diseases. And so I lived that lifestyle. However, through the years, when I turn got into my 40s, so this was in my 20s. When I got into my 40s, I did get sick, and so I had to operate from the other aspect of healing and not going to the doctor, but actually learning how to heal through holistic treatments. So that's how I got into it.
Okay, great. And so based on what I was talking about as far as the show, as far as speaking truth, what's your perspective on speaking truth today?
I'd like to start off by saying it's not my place to say how a person is behaving that it's not them, because we evolve and we go through experiences based on our experiences,
right,
and our mindsets and things that we are attracted to and things that we are exposed to and things that we are pressured into. And so that whole makeup could equal to a person behaving a certain way, and it could be offensive to say that's not you. However, I can share my story, and I don't even look at people who experience their opposite gender and their characteristics. Like I don't judge it, and I don't think that they're off or anything like that, because I have gone through it. So, and I know that when I was going through it, it was what I wanted to do. It was me expressing myself.
Right.
And no one could tell me, and they tried, that, you know, I shouldn't be like that. So we can go back to the dark room where we left off last time we conversated.
Let me just before we go into that, just want to elaborate on what you just said, as far as, you know, what you said as far as being offensive, as far as that is concerning, and I feel that could be offensive based on what I was saying, and maybe I'm just not expressing the right words to explain the type of the ones that I feel that are being inauthentic, and I'm talking about, because I know I've gone through a period in my life where I had my hair shaved off, I had a nice fade, and I also was leaning towards the masculine side of myself, and at that time, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I mean, that's who I was at that moment, you know. But of course, I realized that really wasn't me, you know. And I was being rebellious at the time, just because I just wanted to be different. But that was me. But
and that's all you can really comment on.
I'm sorry.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was thinking that. That's all you can really comment on, because even when you say the ones, it's like almost, it feels to me almost like you people. You know what I'm saying? So it's really just about us creating a space when we do want to share and talk and have shows, that we talk about our experiences and we welcome other people to talk about their experiences, and then we can say things that are on our minds, but you just really don't know what a person is going through, or, you know, we can't say that's not them, or it's not, you know.
Right.
I just want to make that point, yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I mean, point is taken. I totally understand, and, I just wanted to express that, but, you know, that there is there are women out here that are expressing themselves based on what they know how to express themselves. And however, I just feel like some of the women are being inauthentic. That's all I'm saying. And that I'm gonna stick to that right there. And that's the end of that. That's where I feel. That's where I see it. That's the way I've, you know, they are being inauthentic. I know this, and I know the ones that are being authentic in who they are. And, you know, so I just want to go on and move on from there. And I would like for you to actually go into what you call the dark room therapy session. And I know that is about healing. But before you go on to that, I just wanted to ask you, what brought you to that point? What made you want to do the dark room therapy session?
Well, in my life journey, the whole purpose of it is for me to become whole, for me to learn about myself. You know, I really believe in know thyself, that refers for me to, you know myself, and that's really what I'm here for, to evolve into the supreme being that I was created as. And so in doing that, you have to I continue to find ways to heal myself, to find ways to balance my energy, to find ways to expand my thinking and my experiences. So I discovered the dark room therapy in my research in terms of healing emotionally and just going, you know, to the next level of healing and to the next level of research and healing, that it's not common and not every day, but can be very effective. And those are the things that I look towards when it comes to healing. I'm not into traditional medicine for the most part, and I'm just not into a lot of traditional lifestyle for the most part. So in having that mindset, I delve, you know, outside the box for answers.
Okay.
And I discovered it, and I talked to people who are healers and who have tried different treatments, and they share with me. And if it's something that I find interesting and that I can, I would like to experience, then I'll try it. And so I started researching on the dark room, and I decided it was something that I wanted to do.
Okay. And so what was that process? What was the process of the dark room therapy? Dark room therapy, excuse me. And how does that, you know, how does it work?
Oh,
just, you know,
briefly.
I'm
I'll
sorry?
Explain. I said just briefly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'll explain briefly, and then people can go online and research for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The dark room is a process that you go through for 13 days in the dark. Now, you don't have to go the entire 13 days. Some people go 7 days. Some people go 9 days. Some people go in for 5 minutes and leave, and some people go, you know. But the complete process is supposed to be 13 days. What happens during the dark, we have our endocrine system, which is our glandular system. The pineal gland is the gland that is in the center of our head, and it's called some people call it the seat of the soul, but it's called the biological clock, and our aging is directly related to our health and our pineal. And so in the dark, the pineal, the body is deprived of light. So let me go and explain to you some things that the pineal gland does. It secretes to the next gland, which is the hypothalamus, to do whatever the hypothalamus, I'm not going to go into all that, but it secretes, in the dark room, it secretes a chemical called DMT. Now, DMT is a chemical that it's secreted in profound moments in our lives, like near-death experiences, when people have near-death experiences, or when people come up with so much adrenaline that they can lift the car off of their child, you know, or they feel this very close oneness with the Creator, and that, you know, when you're in that spot, you feel it, you know it. You know, no one can tell you there's no God, and no one can tell you that there's anything but love, that there's nothing but love. It happens when the baby is born, and it happens when the mother is birthing the child. So when you're in the dark, the pineal also has to do with our circadian cycle, which is when we're awake and when we're sleeping. And when we're awake, there are certain chemicals that are secreted for us to have conscious and unconscious functioning, and when we're asleep, there are certain chemicals that are secreted. Okay, so and when you deprive your body of light for a period of time, the pineal gland begins to activate more than usual. And so then after a period of time, like 2 to 3 days, it will begin to secrete the DMT. When the DMT begins to secrete, then you start having like a different profound thought process. It's deeper. You start depending on what your intention is when you go in. So if you're intending to heal on an emotional level and on a physical level, the pineal gland will orchestrate that. It will, you know, in different ways, and people's experiences are different. I can only share with you my own experience. And also, let me say, do not try this at home, because it's something that needs to be done with a facilitator who's experienced. And you have to have people there to bring you food at certain times and to counsel you. A lot of times people go through very traumatic remembering or experiences, or maybe just profound on certain levels, and they need to talk, you know, they need to share that. So it's nothing that, you know, I said just, you know, do what I did, go and duck in, you know, your house and get in there and do your thing. It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. You need help. You need to know what
okay.
you're doing. And you need
so don't
to
do this by yourself. Don't do this by yourself.
No.
Reiterate that. Don't do this by yourself. Okay.
Right.
Okay, Dawn, we have talked all the way up to the break. Thank you for sharing the dark room therapy. Now, where can they go online? Is there any specific?
Actually, they can put those exact words in the research.
Just put it in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then things will come up as a result of that. That will give them the information.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go to a break. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on Life Conversations Radio. com. We're taking questions and comments when we get back, and call in 347-426-3346.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations Radio Network is expanding to become a global media for spiritual growth and transformation, and we want your support. Help us take it to the next level. If you listen to 1 minute, 5 minutes, or weekly to Life Conversations Radio Network, you are renewed, restored, and rejuvenated with guests who will inspire you to love and honor you. By funding this project, you are investing in yourself and humanity. We even have wonderful rewards when you contribute. Go to pleasefund.com/pages/347 for more detail. That's pleasefund.com/pages/347. We are one. It's time to share the message.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Okay, we are back, and you're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are taking questions and comments, and call in at 347-426-3346. And do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. And we are talking to Dawn French. She just explained about the darkroom therapy right before we went on a break. And Dawn, so when you went on the when you went through the process of the darkroom therapy, can you tell us exactly what the experience was like after going through the darkroom therapy?
You said life after?
Yeah, right. You know the process, because you already went through the process of the darkroom therapy. So what was it like after? How did you feel? The whole experience.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if you're asking me to tell a little bit about my experience while in the dark, or if you want me to talk about my life as a result of going through
as a
the
result,
dark.
As a result.
Because it will be a little bit difficult for me to tell you as a result without telling you a little bit about some of the things that occurred within. And I'll give
if that's what you need to do, definitely go ahead and tell me what you went through within, and then the result of the darkroom therapy.
Okay. Well, during the darkroom, first of all, a part of my intention my intention was to heal, to continue healing and evolving physically, and not only physically, emotionally, because we have to realize that we have traumatic things that happen in our lives, and they create toxins in our cells, and then there is created an imbalance, and the imbalance has damaging effects on our system, which promotes disease and illness, and we suffer directly as a result of it. And we think that we just suffer as a result of our physical ailments based on food and based on chemtrails and based on, eating pork chops and things of that nature. But there's another side to our healing, which has to do with healing emotionally. And when we don't diagnose the whole, then we get the treatment is partially effective or ineffective. And so in saying that, my intention was to heal emotionally as well in the dark. So in the dark, it was revealed to me that when something traumatic happened to me as a child, which was sexual abuse, I decided that I didn't want to be a girl anymore because girls got hurt. And as a result of that, I started to develop, at the age of 4 years old, male energy. So I started, being a tomboy, and I started doing the things that the little boys did. I chose the boy toys and things like that. Now, I didn't realize that. I thought that was me naturally. So the dark room revealed that to me, and then I began to see the imbalance in my life as a result of it. So my experience fast forward to what you're asking, afterwards, when I came out of the dark, my energy was totally, I can't say totally, but more balanced as far as my feminine, my feminine energy.
Right.
The clothes that I was wearing previous to the dark, I couldn't wear anymore. They looked silly on me. Big baggy pants, the boxers didn't feel right.
Right,
you know,
right.
The whole 9 yards, it just didn't feel right. And so I don't wear those clothes anymore. And it didn't happen like gradually. It happened immediately when I came out of the dark. I videotaped my birthing, which is what I call my birthing, out of the dark. And the whole energy, if anybody knows me, you can see the change. Also, physically, I would wake up with a back pain. When I wake up in the morning, my lower back would hurt. And it would subside after water and just moving around a little bit. In the dark, after 3 days, I didn't wake up with that pain anymore. So there are healings that take place physically and emotionally.
Okay. All right. So when you went...
Okay, you touched on that a little bit.
I'm sorry?
The negative emotions that we experience, if we don't get a chance to deal with them and recognize them for what they are, they don't automatically go away.
It's a process.
They still leave behind remnants of pain, and some people call it a pain body. It's an energy field of emotional pain. So when we carry these toxins in our emotions, these emotional toxins deep in ourselves, when we go through life, we don't carry, like in the forefront of our minds, we don't carry the problematic things that have happened, but we definitely carry in the forefront of our behavior and our characteristics, unbeknownst to ourselves, like I gave my experience, we definitely carry those things in our characteristics, and we don't know it, you know, because we don't diagnose on an emotional level, and we can't identify, you know,
because we don't know what we don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know what we don't know.
But we have not, as a society as a whole. No, we have pockets, but we don't. And a lot of people can't find the pockets because they are pockets. So we don't get a chance to share that I had, Uncle Pervert or Auntie beat me down, with the iron, and they said, or mother or father or the bully at school, and we don't get a chance to share what has happened on a level of feeling safe, and that my experience won't be a spectacle or won't be gossip, for people.
No, I totally don't see your experience being a spectacle. I mean, I think that there's so many women out there that have had this experience. I just think it's amazing on how you revealed your healing and your process. I just think it's a wonderful experience, and I just think instead of people having to run to a psychologist or trying to find out what the heck is wrong with them, I'm feeling depressed or whatever, you found another way to find out, whatever was deeply rooted in you. I mean, because you don't know, you could have been creating blockages. I mean, and I think that's one of the things that I wanted to find out, after the dark room therapy, has your life changed dramatically, or are you looking at things differently, or what are some of your experiences since you had that session, and as of today, actually?
I haven't changed dramatically. No,
okay.
I'm constantly, definitely constantly evolving and growing. I feel stronger. Definitely was empowered, because as women, when we begin to heal, we get stronger and stronger, and so we get out here and do things that we may not normally do when we feel strong. you know.
So, right,
yeah,
right.
I'm doing things that might have been a little bit more fearful to do, like this conversating to with you in a public forum. That's different for me, you know.
Right.
I have a lot of things to share, but I don't, you know, in the past I hadn't had the confidence and the strength to do it publicly. You know, I can do one-on-ones,
right.
And when I treat people, I do one-on-ones, but if I were to do a lecture or something like that, you know, somebody
right.
would have to hold me up.
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I really think you're having the courage to step out and really speak your truth, because, I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do that. I mean, just saying what the little that I said took courage for me to do that. And you're really putting it out there as far as, you know, your experience. And I just think it's going to help a lot of people. I just wanted to ask you as well, do you have any children?
I do. I have a daughter, a 21-year-old daughter, and I also have a 3-year-old granddaughter. So, yes, I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother. I wanted to put a pause right there and just comment on one thing that you said I thought was really important when you said that we go to psychiatrists and things like that for our healing. What we have to really start, we run to psychiatrists. We really have to start running to each other for our help, because there's no lettered degree that can really, you know, do it better than us sharing with each other. We have to learn to stop going to the problem for our solution. And we do that, you know, all across the board. We go to the problem for our solutions. Now we have to start really seeking out the solution. And so I'm taking a pause out. Yes, I'm a parent.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, because I agree with you, we definitely have to seek our own healing and you know, stop depending on outside. Everything okay?
For me? Oh, that's
yes.
The neighbor's dog, if you hear anything.
Oh, okay. I thought she was crying over there. I was like, wait, hold on. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Hold on. You're really
yeah,
coming out.
It.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, so I totally agree with you.
Yeah, because a lot of things that we're taught.
Say that again.
A lot of things that we're taught are not based on truth. They can have truth in them, but
right.
they're not necessarily the truth for us. And we're taught things, you know, in the school systems that are partial truth, or sometimes the things that we're learning in so-called education doesn't even include us as women, or doesn't even include us as blacks, black people, or melanin-dominant people. So, and we keep, you know, and so if we keep getting educated in areas that don't cater to us and don't really teach us about ourselves, then we're continuing to run to the problem for our solutions. And we have to, you know, we know how to,
right.
you know, when you as a parent even, when you have a child, there's no book. You just have to use your own experience and, you know, you call your mama, your grandma, you call your friend, you know, and they say, oh, do this, do that. We know how to go to each other for help and healing. We have people who are alive, who have experiences and wisdom and knowledge, who can help and teach us, and they have degrees and they don't have degrees. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't deal with people who have degrees, but what I'm saying is we have to stop thinking that if you did not go to a college and get a degree that is inside of a box, an institutional, only a box, then you have to be able to expand past that.
Exactly.
And be able to let, you know, we have to heal and love each other
exactly.
like we can.
Exactly. I'm just finding out that we have a caller on the line. Caller, You have something to say?
Me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Monique?
Yes.
Monique? Can you hear me?
Yeah, that voice sounds so familiar. It sounds like Rashida. Hi, Rashida. How are you?
Hi, Monique. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You had a comment for us? You're talking about speaking your truth?
This is such a topic that's so near and dear to my heart. I called in a little late, I called in when the sister was speaking of having experienced the darkroom therapy. And
yes.
I'm just kind of learning about that. I would love to learn more about it. A lot I'd like to share about, I guess, everything that I'm hearing, even a little bit that I have heard. What's the guest's name? I'm sorry.
This is Dawn French, and this is Rashida.
Dawn French. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Rashida?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Thank you. We touched on how you talked about how you came out of the darkroom therapy, you know, having been more of a masculine dressing woman, and now, you know, when you came out, the change was immediate. You also had some physical changes and some emotional changes that took place immediately. That's intriguing. That's very intriguing to me. And I don't know if you all touched on, I guess, lifestyles, because if so, I would have missed all of that.
Not necessarily. I mean, we kind of did. We just speaking our truth. I just spoke about my truth as far as my experience, you know, being in relationships, certain types of relationships, and what type of roles I fell into. I was sort of kind of forced into based on how I present myself, myself. So.
Right. Very interesting. I have a personal comment and then a more general one from what I've been observing in my life that may or may not be right and exact, but it's our in fact observation.
Right.
On a personal level with the healing, it's so important what you were saying about going to each other and healing through, I guess, that old wisdom that walks with us anyway that we've forgotten by becoming so inundated with modern technologies in placebo forms of really not even healing or curing, but more so slapping, you know, temporary band-aids on top of deep wounds and only dealing with treatment of symptoms versus actually curing both emotional and physical issues among us as society. Very important, something I want to study more deeply, further on every level. So I'm really happy that you all are opening this very, very important conversation to the world. I really hope that grows. As far as the lifestyle thing, I know myself to be opposite gender loving female, you know, heterosexual, and I have in my life both people of, you know, both homosexual and heterosexual. Orientation or whatever they're calling it these days. people who are just, you know, open, and they don't want to give it a term either way because they, you know, they may float back and forth between deciding to be whatever feeling, maybe not even a decision, just an overwhelming feeling that may come over you to be with whoever it is you want to be with, male or female. But I have, in my observations, in terms of you're saying that you were a masculine dresser at one point and then came out of that from the realization that you were harmed by a male, and that created at a very young age this thing where you felt you had to protect yourself because now something in your psychology said that it's not safe to be a girl. I've found that as an overwhelming reality, seemingly, among a lot of both male and female, same gender-loving people.
Mm-hmm.
I found that so often, and not to say that doesn't exist among people who are opposite gender loving, but to a large degree, I do see that a lot with both with people that have had an epiphany and they become that way later in life, or they feel they've always been same gender loving. I see a lot of where there was abuse earlier on, and then this taking on of well, this must be, in fact, then what I am. And so a lot of people, what you brought up, you know, it may be the root of what may cause a lot of, I guess, unfortunately, or, I don't know, self-righteous, more self-righteous heterosexuals who are spending a lot of time trying to figure out the homosexual lifestyle. It'll give us, or those of us who are very trying to figure it all out, fuel to say, well, that's it. The problem is that a lot of you were abused earlier on. Therefore, it's not a normal thing. Therefore, let's start looking into the psychology of why you are this way. How do you feel about that?
I definitely feel that a part of homosexuality is stemmed from abuse. However, I don't feel that, I don't have the same opinion as, I don't feel that homosexuality is an abomination. I feel that it's natural for people to be attracted to the same sex and to the opposite sex. And I'm not saying that everyone has that experience, but a lot of times at some point people have had that experience, but they're not inspired to act on it, and then there are others who are inspired to act on it. So far in my evolution, I'm balancing my own energy out, and I'm just not in a place to, you know, make a whole personal analysis within myself to say, okay, now I know that this is definitely wrong just because of my own experience. Because in loving women of the same gender, I realize how authentic that is, and I realize the healing and the nurturing and the sharing that I encountered and felt during those relationships. And so I would never, if I could wipe my slate, if I was interested, I would not be interested in wiping my slate clean of that, because it was very, very fulfilling for me. Yes.
Wonderful. Wow. So after the therapy, did you feel okay that you can, did you start out from the age of 4 just loving women, and then at some point after the therapy you were awakened to the ability and the trust in loving both, or one or the other?
Yes, definitely. I mean, throughout my life, I definitely was attracted to men too, or attracted mentally and attracted to the fact that men and women should be, you know, a unit. And I still always believe that, and I still do believe that. However, I don't think that that's the only way. And right now, I personally, I'm enjoying, you know, my growth spurt that I have had. I can't say that I can't wear a banner right now. I'm just taking my life a day at a time. I'm not dating anyone. I'm not interested in dating anyone. And so I can't really say what I will do from this point on. Did I see a woman that I thought was attractive last night? Yes. Did I know?
Let me guess. I think I know where you were. I was supposed to be there.
So I went with a guy, you know, and we had a great time. I enjoyed myself and I enjoyed him, but I didn't, you know, all of a sudden didn't see her over there, you know.
Right, right.
You said what now?
I can't say where I am right now with my own personal lifestyle, except that I'm within, and I'm growing.
You're just being. And Rashida, I want to thank you so much for calling in. We got another caller on hold. And
okay,
I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you.
I like you too.
Our next caller is Adama. Are you there, Adama?
I am. How are you, Mommy?
How are you? So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm sorry?
I was asking Dawn how she is. How are you, Dawn?
I'm fine. I'm just elated right now. Give me a minute because it's such a pleasant surprise to hear your voice and to feel your presence. Thank you for calling.
Very good. Oh. Monique did not tell me who was going to be interviewing with her. She
so
did.
You guys know each other?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. It's a small world, isn't it?
Yes. It's our planet.
So, Ms. Adama, what's your perspective on speaking truth? Speaking our truth.
Well, I think that in the reality of it all is that most people are relating to their situations and circumstances and haven't reached their truth yet. That in the concept of what the truth really is that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that our truth is that we're absolute and supreme intelligence. And it has nothing to do with our socioeconomics, our political, our experiences. Truth is that we're living intelligences, and that as male and female, we both come from male and female. We each have male and female that has to be balanced, acknowledged, respected, loved, and honored. You know, and to the degree to which we are able to truly do that, we become ever more of the more that we are as conduits of love, because that's the purpose of our being, you know, is to really exalt the intelligence of our being directly. And because we've been miseducated, religiously trained, and socialized to think that, you know, being out of alignment with the truth of ourselves is your right, you know, to have your own theory and opinion is your right. To be mistaken is your right. You know, to be wrong is your right. The truth puts us in a vibration where we are not wrong or right. We are divine. And we are divinely blessed. And the more that we're in that, we're able to take more of have more of a dynamic experience in each relationship, you know, or that we're able to see more quickly what the real relationship is when we do meet people and we're able to receive and to give more of what is really needed in that relationship in our being able to meet it from where we are within our own heart space. You know, so that, you know, between the time that we actually come to that point of maturity where we are no longer undermining ourselves, you know, and we're able to do that which really supports our greater growth and unfoldment, then we, particularly as women, as wombed men, are able to take greater responsibility for coming into more of the power that we had to accept the ability to respond to what is needed in our now moment in terms of our being in our light, our being in our clarity, our being restored and realigned in our true nature, which is love, and to consciously see the value of cultivating sisterhood as a part of the dynamic of what it is to be women.
Exactly. And, you know, I asked you to come on, Adama, because I know that you don't just talk from a textbook or anything like that. You talk from experience. You know, you were living this life. You were living this life, and now, you know, you have evolved and you've changed, and now you're just a free-flowing spirit. So I totally wanted you get your perspective. And did you have anything for Dawn? Did you have a question for Dawn or a comment for her based on what she has shared with us today?
Well, Dawn, just call me.
She just called you.
Yeah, just call me, because I think the last time she did call me, she called me and was needing a little life support, and I hadn't heard from her since.
Oh, okay.
But I have, you know, as a result of being in this community for 30-some years, I've been, so many people have dealt with me. I've dealt with a lot of people, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's all love, you know. And Dawn
right.
and I have had a very good sistering over the years, and, you know, I'm just thankful to hear her. You know, and to feel her growth and her beingness and her aligning herself with her light and her divine self. And I'm just thankful that I called in.
Yes, exactly.
I think right before I got on this call, somebody called me for life support, and I kept looking at the clock, you know, and I wasn't going to say, oh, well, let me just go, I got to go. No, I was going to attend to her, and then I got on, you know, before Dawn came in. So, Dawn, I'm happy to know that you're being. Where are you now?
I'm in Los Angeles right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I will definitely get your number from the host, because I would love to be back in contact with you and speak with you.
Oh, very good. And, you know, it's... And then, and when we talk about lifestyle and whatnot, it's like we've just taken on so much of culture. You know, culture is a reflection of where people are. The culture is not necessarily light in and of itself. You know, so there is no real lifestyle per se. There are two paths that we have available to us. One is the path of life that leads to life, and the other path of life is the path of life that leads to death.
Mm.
And we've been socialized to be on the path of life that leads to death, where we all feel as though, oh, well, you know, death is the inevitability. Death is, you know, the fate or the destiny of everybody. And I'm saying, no, it's not. That's part of the lie that we've been taught. So that when we come to the truth of being these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that supreme intelligence does not die. We've been given an eternal life. It's an eternal life. We'll spend the majority of that life off the planet. So our living is not a style. Our living has to become our worship, our reverence, our growth, our unfoldment, conscious understanding that this is school for us, so that our graduation, when we graduate Earth residency, we should be graduating as fully living beings, not fully living lesbians, fully living dykes, fully living, you know what I'm saying, whatever
mm-hmm.
we have, you know. I was never lesbian. I had sister love.
You said you were never, I'm sorry, you said you were never lesbian?
Never lesbian.
Okay.
And for those who thought that I was a lesbian, they were mistaken. I've never been lesbian.
Okay.
I've had sister love relationships. And if I had sister love relationships and still are in one, you know, then the reality of it is that that doesn't make me lesbian, you know, because my
right.
natural orientation is still, you know, as one who is aware of both her female and male selves.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn, I've been married for a couple of years now.
Yes.
Were you aware of that?
What did you say?
I asked Dawn if she was aware of that.
No, I was just saying congratulations. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, and so, you know, a lot of people, when they found out that I was married, because it wasn't an announcement, you know, they would like, oh, who could have possibly married Adama?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Like, that sister, she's so intense. Woo, he'd have to be a god. Woo, you know, he'd have to be real secure. Woo, you know. But
all
anyway,
right.
I'm just saying that we do, we have our life experiences as the opportunity to really grow and develop into the who that we really are. The intention to do so matters. If you don't have the intention to to develop and unfold in your greatest self, you'll miss it because these people are out here trying to.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm just saying is that we've been under siege and we're still under siege. And the evidence of how many of us have been raped, violated, molested, and whatnot from the time that we were young is the evidence of us having been under siege. Now, what a lot of us had not done was that we had not contacted what the hell was wrong with these people that they could think within themselves to try to put their tongue, their penis, their fingers on or inside of 4 and 5 and 6 year olds or less than, and then why is it that we all had to come through this thing where we are fighting for our lives with these brothers?
Mm.
And vice versa, because I've got grown brother friends who are 50 and 60 who were molested by heterosexual men when they were boys. You know, but nobody asked those questions, and that's the root of what I've been talking about this entire 30 years in terms of our being poisoned with all of this garbage in terms of the flesh, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the artificial colors, artificial flavors, the preservatives, and all of these things. When they get into your bloodstream, Then you've been supported with pictures of the Godfather and pornography and, you know, all of this other stuff through media. Then, yeah, we get really crazy.
Right.
And all of our families have been affected by that. All of us have been affected.
Yes, we have all been affected. And I want to say thank you, Adama, for coming on the show. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that I ran into you yesterday and you are actually here. I appreciate you coming and sharing what you shared. Thank you. I thank you for being honest. I thank you for being open. I just thank you for being who you are. I am going to go ahead and take another call before we end the show.
Sure.
And so thank you again, Adama. Thank you.
Yes, Adama.
Is she gone? I think she's gone. Okay, we will take another caller. Mother Witt?
Yes, this is Mother Witt.
Hi, Mother Witt. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am loving this topic, and it is so on point. I'm listening to, I came in kind of on the end of it, but what I'm hearing is really just blowing my mind, because I just want to say that, you know, listening to the conversation, I wrote down some key points that I wanted to just affirm.
Okay.
As we are aligning in our true nature, we are waking up to our need to be our authentic self. And the more we become aligned with and empowered with the self-knowledge of who we really are and peeling those layers away that have been forced and inflicted on us by society, we come to a point where we begin to question the balance of our masculine and feminine energy. And that is a natural thing, and that's what we really need to understand. There comes a point when it is not about who you desire on a sexual level. It is the growth and where you are on a sensual level. And the masculine and feminine is not so much the body, it is the energy. And that is what attracts you to somebody. And that is what we need to open ourselves more to, because that is what our authentic self is looking for. It's not about what body this person or this energy is inside of. It's about the energy itself. And that's what we have to open ourselves to understand.
Yes, yes. That is so true. I so agree with you wholeheartedly. wholeheartedly. Did you have a question for Dawn Motherwit?
I just wanted to ask her what she thought about the energy and how we can, because this younger generation that's coming in, there is so much conflict, and what can we do to help them understand the authentic self and finding their strength in the authentic self?
Well, I think that Adama, she made a really good point. I think that we definitely have to start identifying problems on a deeper level than we've been going. I think abuse is practically the root of a lot of our imbalances. I just wanted to give some statistics here. 33 million reports of child abuse are reported a year. So just imagine how many aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Five
mm-hmm.
children die every day as a relate of child abuse. And so if it's like a perpetual darkness, a darkness that is perpetuated because we're assaulted at such a young age, and it throws our balance off. It throws our psyche off. And so we have to start dealing on that level, and we keep sweeping that under the rug, and we'll touch on it, you know, here and there. But we don't, you know, and then we're, like, in my case, which is quite interesting because I just found all this out as far as what happened to me, you know, what I learned in the dark room. All that happened this year. That happened at the beginning of the year. And then months later, I found out that someone very dear to me, prior to me finding this out, let me say that I felt that every child abuser should have their penis or whatever they're using, you know, their hand, if it's a female, whatever, it needs to be cut off. You know, I'm like, that's how we deal with it. That was my take, you know, throughout my life. We just have to stop, you know, we stop them like that, and we don't have to worry about it. However, recently I realized that someone very dear to me that I love abused a child, you know, and I saw the evidence of that abuse in their life because I knew both people. And then it was a shock to me. I was devastated. It hurt. I wanted to confront that person. I wanted to confront my family, you know, my family members. We have to protect the children. You know, I went through all of that. But then it came to, it's going to devastate, you know, my family if this comes out, you know, because no one would suspect that this had happened. And then I started thinking of it from that perspective. Then I started saying, okay, now I see how we can sweep it under the rug, because you just don't want to make things worse. But again, going to the problem for a solution. We have to deal with it. And is it fair, or can I truly heal if I don't say that this happened to me, and if I can't say it, because it will, you know, it will expose someone, or it will devastate a family. You know, how do we deal with that? So we have to set up safe spaces like this one that we're in right now, where we can talk about these things. But back to your question, I think that a big part of our dysfunctional life are a direct result of the fact that we are being, as children, we're being abused, and we have to deal with it. And women are being abused, and, you know, we can go through statistics of physical abuse and how, you know, often we're raped, and there's a direct attack on the wombed one, as Adama would say, and we should call ourselves wombed ones, because everything that we read is male. The whole race, it's either human or everything we pretty much read. Now things are changing, but it's he, you know, everything in the Bible is he, God is, you know, he. Now, okay, I won't go there, but I think that we just definitely have to start dealing with the abuse issues in our family so that we can start peeling and people can see their own imbalance as a result of traumatic experiences that lie toxic in our
in ourselves.
Yes, definitely. And this is something that we really have to bring to the forefront because it's very serious, and it's one of the main reasons why we have so many different people having so many issues just living their lives today. I just want to thank everyone who called in today. I appreciate your calls. I appreciate your comments and questions. And I really appreciate you, Dawn, for coming on the show and really sharing you with the world. And I just want to thank my listeners for listening in and everyone who listens to the archives. Also want to invite you back here 2 weeks. We're starting 2 weeks now. Every 2 weeks we are going to be back on air for My Authentic Lifestyle on September 2nd. And that show is my Black Gay Pride, Living My Black Gay Pride. It's for Black Gay Pride weekend. So please tune in September 2nd at 6 o'clock on the dot. And you can call in at 347-426-3346. And I just want to say thank you again to everyone. And remember, your silence will not protect you. Thank you, and peace and love.
Yeah.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.